It's Thursday, December 18th, 2008, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. I'm your host, Radical Russ Belville. Produced and distributed by the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C., this is your normal daily audio stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Welcome to the most popular podcast regarding marijuana in all of America and all the world, featuring interviews with scientists, politicians, doctors, prohibition policy activists, regular cannabis consumers, musicians, and Normal's staff and Normal's board of directors, along with music and comedy no other podcast can offer. You can always find out more about our show at our website, stash.normal.org, and continue the education and conversation on our blog as well. We're ending marijuana prohibition with education, one listener at a time. The podcasting and blogging technology for the Normal Daily Audio Stash is provided by Red Aphid Interactive Media. For your professional web design needs, visit redaphid.com. Good day, Stashers. Welcome to our little corner of cyberspace that we call the Normal Daily Audio Stash. Thanks for downloading us. Today, we're going to continue our week-long focus on cannabis and chronic pain, and joining us today will be the Deputy Director of Normal, Paul Armentano, to give a little insight onto the studies and research regarding chronic pain and cannabis use. Coming up tomorrow, we'll be visiting with Dale Gehringer from California Normal on the experience of California patients with chronic pain. And on Monday, Douglas Hyatt, a criminal defense attorney in Washington State, and his experiences with chronic pain patients dealing with the criminal justice system and being kicked off of their opiate-based medications for testing positive for THC. So make sure you catch all of our chronic pain feature today, tomorrow, and Monday on the Daily Audio Stash. Also, today is Thursday, so that means we're going to head down to Southern California and a visit with Terry Joyce from ComedyNation.com. She's got a fantastic musician joining us, a guy by the name of Mark, who goes by the name Big Toe. He was born without arms, and he plays guitar. It's quite an amazing story, and we'll be talking to him later on in the podcast. Also, coming up, a couple of commentaries from me regarding Barack Obama's failure to stand up for cannabis consumers and our regular hemp headlines and musical break. Everything you've come to expect from your Normal Daily Audio Stash.
Hello, I'm Paul Stanford from the Hemp and Cannabis Foundation, or THCF. Medical marijuana is legal in 13 states today, and THCF has clinics in 8 of those states. Our doctors help qualified patients obtain an authorization for medical marijuana in their state. Patients are eligible for medical marijuana with a history of either severe chronic pain and or nausea, cancer, AIDS or HIV, hepatitis, glaucoma, seizure disorders like epilepsy, chronic muscle spasms such as multiple sclerosis or asthma, neurodegenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's, and gastrointestinal disorders like IBS or Crohn's disease. If you or someone you know has one of these conditions, our doctors will help you obtain a permit for medical marijuana. THCF Medical Clinics has offices in Washington State, Oregon, California, Colorado, Hawaii, Nevada, Montana, and now Michigan. Call 1-800-723-0188 or go to the web at hemp.org or 1-800-723-0188.
Now it's time to take a look at the latest stories about marijuana from news organizations across America and around the world in our Normal Daily Audio Stash, Hemp Headlines. President Jimmy Carter, change we can believe in.
I do favor the decriminalization of marijuana.
President Carter proposes major changes to federal drug laws.
I support a change in law to end federal criminal penalties for possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana.
It's 1975. Oregon has just decriminalized marijuana 3 years earlier, and support in 1975 for decriminalization runs in that state at about 61%. By 1975, Alaska, California, Colorado, and Ohio have decriminalized marijuana, and six other states will soon follow. However, in the General Social Survey, administered by the University of Chicago, we find when asked simply, should marijuana be made legal, only 21.4% of Americans in 1975 said yes. So, with only 4 out of 20 Americans believing in legalization, with only 5 decriminalized states, and with no such thing as medical marijuana, not only was Democrat Jimmy Carter running for president promising decriminalization, by 1977 he was standing up in front of Congress and openly calling for it.
Penalties against possession of a drug should not be more damaging to an individual than the use of the drug itself, and where they are, they should be changed. Nowhere is this more clear than in the laws against possession of marijuana in private for personal use. We can and should continue to discourage the use of marijuana, but this can be done without defining the smoker as a criminal. States which have already removed criminal penalties for marijuana use, like Oregon and California, have not noted any significant increase in marijuana smoking. The National Commission on Marijuana and Drug Abuse concluded 5 years ago that marijuana use should be decriminalized, and I believe it is time to implement those basic recommendations. Therefore, I support legislation amending federal law to eliminate all federal criminal penalties for the possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana. This decriminalization is not legalization. It means only that the federal penalty for possession would be reduced and a person would receive a fine rather than a criminal penalty. Federal penalties for trafficking would remain in force, and the states would remain free to adopt whatever laws they wish concerning the marijuana smoker.
It's 2008. Massachusetts has just decriminalized marijuana, and Michigan has just legalized medical use of marijuana. Both measures gained more votes in their state than Barack Obama did. Michigan passed medical legalization in every single county, even those that went for John McCain. 13 states now have marijuana decriminalization, and 13 states have medical marijuana. Support for medical marijuana in recent nationwide polls ranges from 70% to 80%. Support for decriminalization is at 46% nationally and above 50% on the East and West Coasts. And even in the General Social Survey, we see almost 35% saying yes to, should marijuana be made legal. So now, with 7 out of 20 Americans believing in legalization, with 13 decriminalized states, and with 13 medical marijuana states, and with 31% of the top 100 questions concerning drug law reform, and the number one question asked by the public concerning marijuana legalization on his change.gov website, not only did Democrat Barack Obama distance himself from his 2004 call for decriminalization on the campaign trail, by December, he